You got one wrong, David. I can't say which one you got wrong, but you did get one wrong. Would you like to go through... I'll give you a second chance. Common salt is called...
Sodium nitrate.
Quick lime is...
No, I don't know that.
You don't know. And Epsom salts?
Is magnesium sulfate.
Oh, sorry, David. You've got, as I say, you've got... Well, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the next caller. Okay. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling. Bye-bye. Tenbury Wells 811306. Tenbury Wells 811306. What is the chemical name for these? Common salt. Okay, common salt. Quick lime. And Epsom salts. Okay, what is the chemical name for these substances? Common salt, quick lime, and Epsom salts. We'll be taking the next caller right after this record. Benatar and Love is a Battlefield. We have John Gittings on the phone from Clibbury Mortimer here. Good morning, John.
Hello.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, you managed to get through all right, did you?
Well, just about.
Just about, yes. I know the game, and I'm playing it as well. What are the chemical names for these substances?
Sodium chloride.
Yep.
Calcium oxide. Magnesium sulfate.
Absolutely right. Now then, John, you're through to our jackpot, which you could stand to win as much as £20, okay? And the dog barks with excitement. Now then, six questions in all. I have to have 5 out of 6. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And you only get one shot at it, John.
Right.
Question number one, and you have to be quick about it as well. Question number one, how is Sir Donald Bailey, born in 1901, best remembered in the field of invention? His name again was Sir Donald Bailey. He was born in 1901. How is he remembered in the field of invention?
Just thinking. Just going through all our books.
You've got 1 minute to answer 6 questions, John.
Okay, can I come back to that one?
You can come back to that one, okay. Question number two. A bee has an odd number of eyes. How many eyes has a bee?
What's that?
How many eyes has a bee got?
How many eyes has a bee got?
Yeah. It's got an odd number of eyes. How many? Come on, John. Take a stab at that one. Have a guess.
One.
Wrong. Question three. Alan Clark is known to be a somnambulist. What does he get up to? I think I pronounced that right. It's a somnambulist. What does he get up to?
These questions are harder than the others.
Well, you've got to work hard for £20, my boy.
We'll come back to that one.
We'll come back to that one as well, will we?
Yeah.
We're not doing very well, are we?
No.
Right, question number four. Name the metal which takes a liquid form at ordinary room temperature.
Mercury.
Right, we've got one right so far, John. Question number five. It is rumoured that Colin Cook has got a distillery on the go. He's using potatoes to make 2 different sorts of alcoholic spirit. If one is aquavit, what is the other?
Gin.
Gin, you said?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Don't laugh, it's not a laughing matter. Last question. The boiling point of water is 100 degrees centigrade. What is the figure converted into Fahrenheit? It's that canary, it's putting you off.
So many answers coming my way.
Yeah. I can't hear any though, John.
I can't hear. Go on, carry on.
No, that's it.
The
boiling point of water is 100 degrees centigrade. Okay, 100 degrees centigrade.
212.
How many?
212.
212. Let's see how you've got on there. You've got 3 right, I want 5.
Okay, start from number 1 again.
Start from number 1 again. No, I'm not starting from number 1 again. You've got 3 out of 6, John. You tell me some answers. Sorry?
I thought you said to go back.
No, which one was that? Question number one was the one you missed on, wasn't it? How is Sir Donald Bailey, born in 1901, best remembered in the field of invention?
Bridges.
Yes. That's right. You've got 4 out of 6. That's not 5 out of 6, though, is it, John?
You can find one more question for me, can't you?
You're putting me on the spot here, John. Don't usually do things like this.
I know, exception.
And I'm not going to either.
Oh.
I'm sorry, John, I'll send you a badge or something in the post, all right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, great, isn't it? You can stick it wherever you want to. Just stay on the phone, all right?
Okay,
and I'll take your...
Everyone.
Pardon?
Robert, Sue, Clive, who's here.
Yeah.
All Clibbery Oak Farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a good dance last night, you see, at the Talbot at Clibbery.
The Talbot at Clibbery.
Yeah.
Was there any fighting?
Eh?
Was there any fighting?
No. I don't think so.
You plenty
of drinks going on.
You mean you haven't looked in the mirror yet?
No.
Anyway, John, thanks for calling.
Okay,
stay on the phone, I'll take your address.
Right.
That was John, and this is James Harding. I put my foot down this time because there were so many fiddles going on. People were getting money under false pretenses. It just goes to show, you know, you've got to be pretty brainy and pretty alive to get up in the morning to catch me. Anyway, that's it from me. I'll see you next week at the same time. Incidentally, if you're interested, I'm on the air between 4 and 6 every day of the week, and between 4 and 6 we have the phone a favourite. That's where you can ring up and do all sorts of things. We don't want to bore you with that now. And I know John is crying in his beer because I suspect that he was calling from a pub. Anyway, Martin Kay up next with the request programme. And that'll take you through between 12 and 2 o'clock this afternoon. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, it's Mike Willis with the Oldies, and at 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock tonight, which is our close down, it's the sound of AJK. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now. Sunshine Radio.
Are you looking for a new home? Well, welcome to Welltone, Charlton Rise, Sheet Road, Ludlow. Quality is the key word at Charlton Rise, where Welltone Developments of Burway are building detached 3- and 4-bedroomed houses, each with a cottage-style traditional structure and magnificent views. Features include garage and front and rear gardens, gas central heating, and free fitted carpets to the ground floor. The show home is open weekdays 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. and at weekends from 2 till 4. So come to Charlton Rise, Sheet Road, Ludlow, for the top quality home you've always wanted. Or contact the agents, Stook Hill & Company of the Bull Ring, Ludlow, or ring Stook Hill on Ludlow 3711. Remember, the show home is open Mondays to Fridays from 10 until 4 and at weekends 2 until 4.
H&H Haywood, West End Garage, Clibbery Mortimer, for Ford, the family cars that give you more. See the stars from Ford, Fiesta, Escort, Capri, Granada, Sierra, and now the Orion, the newest and brightest star in the Ford galaxy at West End Garage, Clibbery Mortimer. Let us value your car for part exchange and make you an offer. Ford cars, good service, petrol and MOTs. The complete answer to all your motoring requirements. West End Garage, Clibbery Mortimer. Telephone Bert Haywood on Clibbery Mortimer, 270-384 for first class professional attention.
That was Jim from Cyril Basin's in Craven Arms telling you what Cyril Basin is selling these days. But we thought you'd rather hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Oh, dear. Perhaps we'd better do it without you this time, Cyril. Okay, then. Here goes. Grow bags, £1.85. 25 kilograms of Growmore fertilizer, only £3.50. 60 litres of Levington compost, £4.99. Wolf tools and Johnson seeds. And Cyril Basin also stocks all your garden needs by Murphy's, Gem, Fison's and PBI, all with 20% off the recommended retail price. There's always a huge range in stock, so why not go along and see for yourself? Cyril Basin, Stokesay, Bankhouse, Craven Arms. Ring Craven Arms 2761.
Peter M. Poole & Co. are your local insurance specialists. They offer expert advice on all kinds of insurance, together with a warm, friendly personal service for you and your family. Ring them any weekday between 9.15 and 5 o'clock, or Saturday from 9.15 to 12 noon for your free quotation. Or call in and have a chat with Peter Poole or Stuart Parsonage at 8 Dale Street, Craven Arms. Don't forget, for all your insurance needs, contact Peter M. Poole & Co., 8 Dale Street, Craven Arms. Telephone Craven Arms 3727.
Sunshine Radio.
Thank you. another girl like you.
Matthew Wilder and Break of My Stride. That's it. Thank you very much to James, and he'll be back tomorrow afternoon between 4 and 6. And good fun, isn't it, on a Sunday morning? If you don't listen too hard, but anyway, it is. It's a big laugh. Anyway, right, requests between now and 2 o'clock. Me, Martin Kay, with you on Sunshine this afternoon. If you'd like a dedication or a request, give us a ring. Tenby Wells, 811-306. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
nice lively one there. That's the Gibson Brothers taking us back to 1978. And a song called Cuba. And, well, the phone's going like mad already, so we've got quite a few to get on with without the phone. But if you want one, give us a ring. Tenbury Wells, 811-306 is the number, if you'd like a dedication between now and 2 o'clock. Right, Sandra Willits has been on the phone from Stetchley in Telford, and she'd like to, somebody else would like us to wish her a happy birthday for Tuesday. So, Sandra Willits in Stetchley in Telford, happy birthday for Tuesday, my love. All the very best. And this comes to you with lots of love from Jan and Keith and Craig and Charlene. Also, it says, for Mum, whose birthday is on Thursday. Happy birthday to you, Mum, on Thursday. And 21 again, is this? Yeah, I know. And that comes with love, once again, from the Blount family. And we've been asked to do that at 12:15. The time? 12:15. How's that for timing? Anyway, Sandra Willits of Stetchley in Telford, all the best for Tuesday, my love. And that comes from Jan and Keith and Craig and Charlene. And also Mum, whose birthday is on Thursday. And that's from the Blount family. Right, we got one here for all the workers. Now listen to this, because there's some people working very, very hard indeed, all right? The workers at the Rose and Crown in Tenbury. Nearly said Telford, didn't I? Anyway, all the workers at the Rose and Crown in Tenbury Wells. That is Dink and Lorraine. Jerry, indoors. That's good old Thelma. And, of course, not forgetting Bob. He's the boss, you see. He's the one you have to say a nice good morning to. And Jackie, and, of course, Irene. I must thank Irene for the ham sarnies on Friday night. Arrived at the Rose and Crown, actually, about 5 to 10 on Friday night, just for a quick pint. And just said, can you do me a ham sandwich? So good old Irene said, well, I think you're a bit late, but we'll see what we can do. Sorry if I put the kitchen in a turmoil, but it was in a good cause, because I'd had no tea, you see. Anyway. Right, so that's everybody at the Rose and Crown. That's Dink and Lorraine and Jerry. Indoors, good old Felly. And, of course, Bob and Jackie and Irene. And we were asked to play a particular record, which we will do with the greatest of pleasure. as we always do on this programme. Special record for all of you. This is Boney M. And a song called Rasputin.
Please.
But he was real great when he had a girl.
Valley Cuddlies, homemade cuddly toys just for you. Golden Valley Cuddlies have Valentine heart cushions, Easter bunnies, and all sorts of soft cuddly toys just for you. Golden Valley Cuddlies are homemade and can be seen all the year round at 33 Ridgemore Road, Leominster. Just ask for Mrs. Simmons, or you can telephone her on Leominster 4609. For Valentine's Day, Easter, or just a gift for any time, think of Golden Valley Cuddlies at 33 Ridgemore Road, Leominster. Telephone Leominster 4609. Remember, they're homemade, just for you.
Now, all you ladies, here's something you should listen to. Ready? Right, P.D. Morgan of Park Farm on Abree are selling their potatoes in half hundredweight bags for only £3.50. Yes, £3.50. And they have got a lot of freshly grown Swedes all ready and waiting for you. P.D. Morgan of Park Farm on Abree are renowned for the quality of their homegrown vegetables. So you'll have to hurry or there'll be none left. Park Farm is halfway between Onnebury Railway Crossing and Craven Arms on the A49. Look for the big sign outside P.D. Morgan, Park Farm, Onnebury, where Phil and Ed Wiener are looking forward to seeing you. And remember, high-quality homegrown potatoes and Swedes at the right price.
RPM Motors, Burgess Street, Leominster, are your local specialists for insurance, accident repairs, and offer free quotations without obligation. RPM Motors of Burgess Street, Leominster will carry out resprays and body repairs to cars and light commercials. For servicing, body repairs and welding, contact the experts. RPM Motors, Burgess Street, Leominster. Telephone Peter or Bob on Leominster 4422. RPM Motors always carry a stock of tyres. We'll get your MOT done for you and are open every Saturday until 12 o'clock. RPM Motors, Burgess Street, Leominster. Your local car and light commercial specialists.
Hey, Jackson, you come to me and my daughter's wedding with an offer I can't refuse? So what you got that's so special, huh?
A free color television will be given by Jackson's, the estate agents of Leominster, soon to be in Ludlow as well, to anyone who's successful in purchasing one of the remaining detached family houses on the popular Westbury Homes development at Tanner Wood, Ludlow, off Fishmore Road, and can complete on or before February the 24th, 1984. So why not bring the whole family to view the superb detached four-bedroomed houses from as little as £32,995, which represents excellent value. All units will be open specifically this Sunday, 22nd of January, between 2 and 5 p.m., where a representative of this company will be pleased to discuss all requirements with you.
Hey! That's not bad. I'll get my consigliere to check it out. And I'll see you later when we invite you round for a party.
Leo Sayer and a super song that's called Orchard Road. Right, just tell you what's happening a little later today. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, Mike Willis will be along with all the oldies and all the super fun between 2 and 5 this afternoon on Sunshine. At 5 o'clock through till 7, AJK with his own inimitable style of music, which is quite enjoyable, actually, if you sort of sit and listen to it and don't want to sort of bop around too much. That's AJK between 5 and 7 tonight. Excuse me, got a frog in my throat today, don't know what's the matter with me. Anyway, tomorrow morning, of course, 6 till 9 is Colin Cook, and from 9 till 12:30 tomorrow, Steve Scott. Jack Daniels popping in between 12:30 and 4. Don't forget the original Tales to Take Tea By at 3 o'clock tomorrow on Jack's programme. That's the daily short story by local authors. So beware of cheap imitations, because we were the leaders. We were the first to do it. And that's at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on Jack Daniels' programme, Tales to Take Tea By. No, he said Tea to Take Tales By. Tales to Take Tea By at 3 tomorrow afternoon with Jack Daniels. It's 12:30, time to go over now to the newsroom.
Sunshine Radio at 12:30, this is Carol Barnes with the local news. British Rail's Central Wales line, which connects Craven Arms with Swansea, could soon deteriorate so badly because of deferred maintenance that it would invite pressure to close it, says a report produced by Mid Wales Development and the county councils through whose area the track runs. New investment in the 121-mile line is badly needed even to maintain it at existing standards, and British Rail have asked Powys County Council for a financial commitment towards the railway. In an effort to reduce further losses, British Rail themselves intend to automate more of its level crossings, close signal boxes in favour of radio signalling, and use more lightweight rail buses to reduce wear on the track. Services could also be cut. At present, the line has 323 stations, the most important being Llandrindod in Mid Wales. After 98 years of tramping feet, the old breadwalk alongside the River Teme in Ludlow is beginning to show signs of increasing wear and tear. The whole path, which runs several feet above the water, is developing a tilt towards the river and has fallen away in several places. Tradition has it that the walk is repaired by the commoners of Whitcliffe on a voluntary basis, but the last major repair work on the walk was done in 1886 after a severe flood damage. Now a Ludford parish councillor has suggested that help from the district council would be opportune should it not be included as a scheme in the community programme. A report from a Shropshire conservation group has attacked farmers in the Stiperstones area for indirectly killing off wildlife. The Shropshire Trust for Nature Conservation claims that between 1978 and 1982, 16 of the best wildlife sites in Shropshire were damaged in some way. In 8 of these cases, says the report, this damage has been permanent. According to the conservation group, neither building nor forestry are causing major problems, but instead they blame grant-aided improvement and intensification work on farms. Intensive land management means a hostile environment for almost all kinds of wildlife, it says, and also means the destruction of traditional havens, such as bogs, flower-rich hay meadows and rough grasslands, which have taken centuries to consolidate. The matter is now due to be discussed next month in Shrewsbury with the Shropshire Chamber of Agriculture. Acton Scott Working Farm Museum is making a summer holiday offer to the public this year. If you fancy a camping holiday working on the farm, Acton Scott are offering a free caravan or tent pitch in return for your voluntary help. If you haven't got a tent, then there's accommodation available nearby. The museum is open from April through until October, and although there's always work to be done, help at harvest time would be particularly appreciated. If you're interested, you're invited to contact the Acton Scott Museum Committee at Acton Scott. And finally, a Frisian cow on Snitton Farm near Ludlow obviously hadn't ever heard of the old saying, look before you leap, when she made for a bull in the next field. She negotiated the gate between them, but her high jump landed her head first in a muck spreader. Ludlow firemen eventually got her out with a winch and lifting gear. That's all for now. This has been Carol Barnes with Sunshine Radio Local News.
Thank you. smile. That's all I ask of you. Gimme, gimme, gimme just a little smile. We got a message for you. Sunshine, sunshine reggae. Don't worry, don't hurry. Shake it easy. Sunshine, sunshine reggae. Let the good vibes get a lot stronger.
Laid back and sunshine reggae. As James Harding said the other day, nothing to do with us really, but it's a nice tune anyway. Right, Susan Morris has been on the phone and she'd like us to say hello to Ludlow Young Farmers. And they consist of Gary and Karen and Sarah and Lynn and Anne. And she says here, anyone else who knows me? All right, anybody who knows Susan Morris, this is for you, all right? Right, all the Ludlow Young Farmers there. And that's Gary and Gary and Karen. Billy said Kevin, actually. And Sarah and Lynn and Anne and everyone else who knows me. Say hello, please, to Mum and Dad Priests of Ludlow. Also say hello to Liz and Jeff and Mark, Tom, Marge, Sandra and Graham, June, Edward, Simon, Claire, Sue and Phil, Sarah and Miles, and Rob and Heather from Hereford. And that's from Joe in Hereford. Hello, Joe in Hereford. How are you doing down there? All right. Jolly good. So, Mum and Dad Priests are listening in Ludlow. They usually do, actually, because we've had them on a few times, I think. If it's the Priests, I think it is. So, hello to them. And once again, that list of people also to say hello to. Liz and Jeff and Mark. Tom and Marge and Sandra and Graham. And June and Edward, Simon, Claire, Sue, Phil. And so it goes on, including Sarah and Miles. And Rob and Heather, all from Hereford there. And that's from Joe. So we'll play you a record. I think I've forgotten what we got on it. It is, yeah. It's Howard Jones and a song called What Is Love?